in this time, maybe the people say, for example, I'm a good man, I'm a clergy, I'm... But truly, in the hereafter, is it clear that we were Muslim exactly? Or action, we say, for example, we are the Shia. We are the Shia Muslim. What is the meaning of the Shia? The Shia means the follower. The follower of what? The follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib and awladihi al-ma'sumin alayhim as-salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
In this world, maybe we can say we are Shia. Yes, it is good. But on the hereafter, if we want shafa'ah, if we want that, on that time, Allah chose that and understand it, who was exactly the Shia, who was the follower. If we want to say we are the follower, or attitude, or manner, or activity should shows that we are exactly Muslim and the Shia. And because of that, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, a tradition, important tradition, he said that if you want to propagate Islam, if you want to say, show the other Islam and invite other to Islam, the best rule, the best model is that you should, before speaking with tongue, you should show with your action. Your action is very important. If you have the good manner, good ability, good activity with other Christian, for example, other people around you, the other, they have the question, what's your religion? And understand, they want to understand more about that. And you can say to them, I'm a Shia, I'm a Muslim. The Prophet Muhammad ordered me I should be like that. He ordered me because I'm the Muhabb of Prophet Muhammad. Because of that, I do it. It's very important. And you know, inshallah, in next month, we are not among you. And we, inshallah, pray for you in the holy shrine of Imam Reza. You have an important occasions. Eid al-Ghadir. Inshallah. You know that Eid al-Ghadir is an Islamic occasion which commemorates the anniversary of the Islamic Prophet Muhammad's last sermon at Ghadir Khum. According to the Islamic calendar, this event occurred on the 18th of the Hajjah, around 1 month later, of 10 after Hijrah. Prophet Muhammad made his last religious pilgrimage to Mecca in a trip referred to as a farewell pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wada'. A few months before his death, while he was on the top of the Mount Arafat, he addressed the crowd of Muslims who had gathered there in what's come to be known as a farewell sermon. After the completion of the Hajj, the religious pilgrimage, the Prophet turned back towards his home in Medina. It was right after the pilgrimage, the Prophet Muhammad ordered the gathering Muslims at the Pond of Qum, and it was there that he nominated Ali, peace be upon him, as his successor. And the following verses of the Holy Quran, maybe you know that, revealed there, O you who believe, do not take for guardians those who take your religion for a mockery and a joke. And he said also some other verses of the Holy Quran, you can read in Surah Ma'idah, verse 57. On receiving this about verse, the Holy Prophet stopped at the very place and delivered speech, you know that, parts of which is, I want to mention, please notice to that. The Holy Prophet said, listen to that, the Holy Prophet said, it seems the time has approached by Allah, and I shall answer that call. I am leaving for you two precious things, and if you adhere to them both, you will never go astray after me. It's very important, both. If you adhere to them both, you will never. The Holy Prophet says you will never go astray after me. It's very important. The Holy Prophet says that. What is this? They are the Book of Allah, as my brother Sayyid Jawad mentioned last night. The Book of Allah and my progeny, my household, Ahlul Bayt. And the Prophet said, the two shall never separate from each other until they come to me by the pool of paradise. It's the order of the Prophet for our generation, for all of us. And also another important part of Sermon of Ghadir, Khitabatul Ghadir, the Holy Prophet said a message for all the humanity. He said that, certainly I just conveyed what I have been ordered to convey as an argument against everyone, be him present or absent. a direct witness or not, and already born or not yet born. Hence, everyone who is present should convey it to his absent. فليبلغ الحاضر الغائب والوالد الولد إلى يوم القيامة. It's the order of the Prophet. Who is the Prophet? The Prophet is someone that the Holy Quran says about him, وَمَا يَنْطَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Everything that the Prophet says, it is not from him. It's a revelation. You notice that the Holy Quran doesn't say that it's like a revelation. He says that it's exactly, truly, it's revelation revealed by God. We should notice that the authentic tradition is exactly like the Holy Quran, like the words of the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet, وَمَا يَنْطُقَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, he ordered us, it's our duty in this time. We should convey the message of the Prophet to all generation. We should show that what is the Islam exactly. And we should obey this order of the Prophet. The Prophet said, فَلْيُبَلِّغَ الْحَاضِرُ الْغَائِبُ وَالْوَالِدُ الْوَلَدُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Be him present or absent, a direct witness or not. And he ordered it's very important responsibility and duty for all parents here exist. The Prophet said, parents should convey this message to his or her children and should continue to do so until the day of judgment. It shows that it's our duty here. We want to show that we are exactly the follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib. We are the follower of the Prophet. The Holy Prophet said, an authentic tradition. And I told about the authentic tradition. You know that this sermon of Qadir has authentic sources and authentic, one of the authentic tradition. About the sources, you can refer that we have around 170 sources in Sunni Brothers books and also more than it in Shia books. They are narrated, and Allama Amini in his book also mentioned to these sources. It's one of the authentic and important sources. And it shows that this speech has very important point or message that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is infallible, who has divine knowledge by God, emphasized so much on it. Because of this, in future inshallah, we try to be more familiar with this sermon. It's very important. And it has different parts, this sermon of Qadir. And inshallah, I hope that you brothers and sisters be more familiar with this sermon of Qadir, inshallah, especially at the time of Qadir Qom. Some of my brothers and clergies in Iran, Ayatollah in Iran, they prepared an important and very good site through the internet about Qadir Qom, only about Qadir Qom, about Ma'arif al-Qadir al-Qom, about the belief and different interpretation about Qadir al-Qom. It's very important. Its name is Khatab al-Qadir. Through the internet you can find it, search it, Khatab al-Qadir. You can go there and register then and understand more about that. It's very important. In different part of this sermon, the Holy Prophet mentioned to different rights and virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of them is, the Prophet says that Allah has decreed absolute authority for the Ahlul Bayt over the believers, and thus, just like the Prophet Muhammad, all their commands must be obeyed unconditionally. It shows that the order of Ahlul Bayt, order of Imams, is exactly like the order of the Prophet, the Holy Prophet mentioned in this sermon. Another thing is, like the Prophet, peace be upon him, they have priority over people and they have more rights over the believers. Also, what they have over their own soul, they should be preferred over others in position, saying, ideas, command. One of the important slogan in Il Group is that we say that we should notice that, we should sense Imam Rıza exists in all our life, and also Ahlul Bayt. It's very important to show that. In this sermon, the Holy Prophet says that if you agree, if you say we are the follower, if you say we are Muslim, exactly, we should sense and participate and include exactly the Islam the true fact of Islam in all parts of our life. Islam is not only for mosque. Islam is not only for Husayniya. Islam is not only for masjid. Islam is not only for the time of prayer. Islam is for the part of our life. For every matter of our life. Islam is for education. Islam for is everything. And everything, and every time, we should imagine Allah will see us. Islam is exist. We should obey the order of the Prophet. We should obey the order of Imams, infallible Imams. It's very important part. Allah has made them the guardians of the faithful who protect their close adherents from evil and misguidance. They are the straight path of Allah whom people are ordered to follow. In Salat, for example, my brother mentioned last night, we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. One meaning, an important meaning of the Sirat al-Mustaqim and the right path, the Holy Prophet mentioned in the Sermon of Qadir, he says that the right path means the right of Ahlul Bayt. The right of Ahlul Bayt, the right of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is Sirat al-Mustaqim. We say every day, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. And we should know that the infallible Imams, the Aimmat al-Ma'asumeen, they have all the knowledge of the Prophet. Allah placed them in the position of the Prophet. And I told you, the Prophet has the knowledge connected to the knowledge of God. We should notice that when someone is the position of the Prophet, he should be like the Prophet, because he wants to be in the position of the Prophet. Because of that, all the Imams also, they have the knowledge of revelation revealed by God, like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We should know that. We should have ma'rifah. You know, in some tradition, for example, inshallah, you are coming to the Iran and Mashhad. We have important authentic tradition from Imam Raza. He says that everyone who visits the Imam Raza, who can catch the paradise, but it has one condition. Ziyarah with ma'rifah. Ziyarah with ma'rifah. Ma'rifah is very important. One meaning of ma'rifah is we should know the position. They asked Imam Raza, what's the meaning of ma'rifah? They asked Imam Jawad, what's the meaning of ma'rifah? That if you have ma'rifah and you visit and be at the pilgrimage of the Imam Raza, you can catch the paradise. But if you have ma'rifah, what's the meaning of ma'rifah? Imam Jawad and other Imams, they said that the meaning of ma'rifah is that you should understand the position of Imam. What is the position of Imam? The thing that the Prophet said here. The position of Imam is like the position of the Prophet. His knowledge is given by God. He is infallible Imam. He is free of error, free of mistake. And everything that he says and ordered is ordered by God. And if we respect him, because they are a representative of God, exactly we represent and we respect the God. Because they are representative of God on the earth. It's the meaning of ma'rifah. We should know that they are among us. They see us. For example, when we are here, and when we say salam to them, they see all of us. They are in our life. We should understand it. We should believe that. It's one of the meaning of ma'rifah, one part of ma'rifah. We should imagine and believe that they are Imams, they are with their followers, and they see us. They protect us in different positions. And Imam Zaman nowadays is alive. حجة ابن الحسن المهدي صلوا عليه. We should understand our duty about the Imam Zaman, about the حجة ابن الحسن عليه السلام. What is our duty about Imam Zaman now? What should we do for that? At first, we should understand and believe to their position and accept their knowledge. And believe they are exist among us in different position. If we have different ceremony, if we go to the abroad, different countries, if we are alone and nobody knows what we do, what we should imagine. God, at first God will see us, and also the Imam will see us, especially Imam Zaman alayhi salam will see us. Everything that we do, the Imam Zaman knows that. We should know this position. And the last and important thing of the part of ma'arifah, that if we have ma'arifah and we go to visit and pray Imam Raza alayhi salam, inshallah we can reach the paradise. Another important part of ma'arifah is that we should, in action, we should obey them, as I told you and mentioned. In our action, we should show that we should obey everything that they ordered. We should do everything that they ordered. And we should live and left everything that they said, for example, you should not do that. Everything, we should be taslim. What is the meaning of Islam? Islam means taslim. We should imagine that our time is limited. Our life is limited. We don't have time. It's very important we have ma'rifah that the Holy Prophet mentioned on that time, inshallah. And because of that, I don't want to waste your time, because I know that you are maybe tired. But please, I suggest as one of your small brother to you, all of you, because it's near to go to the Eid al-Ghadir, inshallah, try to know more about the sermon of Ghadir al-Khum, inshallah. The sermon of Ghadir, it has different parts, very important. All the belief of the Shia is included on that. If you want to say what is the meaning of the Shia, you don't want to say explanation for that. You say only someone who wants to know about that should read the sermon of Ghadir. It's enough. It has different parts about everything. You can find everything about the Shia on that. Everything you can find that. It's very important. For example, it starts with the Holy Prophet start in different parts for that. I will recite for you some of them. At first, start with Alhamdulillah, الذي علا في دوحده ودنا في تفرده وجل في سلطانه وعظم في أركانه وأحاط بكل شيء علما. Praise to God. At first, with start with that. After that, in the second part, the Holy Prophet continues the second part. وأقر له على نفسي بالعبودية وأشهد له بالربوبية. وأؤدي ما أوهى به إلي حضرا من ألا أفعل فتحل بي منه قارعة لا يدفعها عني أحد. In the third part, the Holy Prophet mentions that فَعْلَمُوا مَعَاشُرَ النَّاسِ ذَلِكَ فِيهِ وَأَفْهَمُوهُ وَأَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ نَصَبَهُ لَكُمْ وَلِيًّا وَإِمَامًا. It means, I'm not choosing the Ali ibn Abi Talib as the Imam for you. أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ نَصَبَهُ لَكُمْ وَلِيًّا وَإِمَامًا فَرَضَ طَاعَتَهُ فَرَضَ طَاعَتَهُ عَلَى الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَعَلَى التَّابِعِينَ لَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ وَعَلَى الْبَادِي وَالْحَاضِرِ وَعَلَى الْعَجَمِيِّ وَالْعَرَبِيِّ وَالْحُرِّ وَالْمَمْلُوكِ وَالصَّغِيرِ وَالْكَبِيرِ وَعَلَى الْأَبْيَضِ وَالْأَسْوَدِ وَعَلَى كُلِّ مُوَحِّدٍ مَاضٍ حُكْمُهُ جَازٍ قَوْلُهُ. The Holy Prophet says that it's very important tradition. In the fourth part, the Holy Prophet also mentioned some other things about that. أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ مَنْ أَوْلَى بِكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. The people said, قَالُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ فَقَالُ أَلَا مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ اللَّهُمَّ وَالِ مَنْ وَالَاهُ وَعَادِ مَنْ عَادَاهُ وانصر من نصره واخذل من خذله صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
In another part, the Holy Prophet mentioned to some verses of the Holy Quran. For example, معاشر الناس آمنوا بالله ورسوله والنور الذي أنزل معه من قبل أن نطمس وجوها فنردها على أدبارها أو نلعنهم كما لعنا أصحاب السبت. بالله ما عنا بهذه الآية إلا قوم من أصحابي أعرفهم بأسمائهم وأنسابهم وقد أمرت بالصفح عنهم فليعمل كل امرئ على ما يجد لعلي في قلبه من الحب والبغض. It's very important, another important part of that. In the seventh part of that, معاشر الناس قد ظل قبلكم أكثر الأولين والله لقد أهلك الأولين وهو مهلك الآخرين. قال الله تعالى في القرآن العظيم ألم نهلك الأولين ثم نتبعهم الآخرين كذلك نفعل بالمجرمين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. And also in other part, معاشر الناس أنا صراط الله المستقيم الذي أمركم باتباعه اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. The Holy Prophet says that أنا صراط الله المستقيم الذي أمركم باتباعه ثم علي من بعدي ثم ولدي من صلبه أئمة الهدى يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون. ثم the Holy Prophet قرأ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وقال في نزلت في نزلت وفيهم والله نزلت ولهم عمت وإياهم خصت أولئك أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون ألا إن أعداءهم هم السفهاء الغاوون إخوان الشياطين. Today like the Sahyunis and all of the enemy is like that. Exactly one of the things that the Holy Prophet says. ألا إن أعداءهم هم السفهاء الغاوون إخوان الشياطين يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا ألا إن أولياءهم أولياء الشيعة الذين ذكرهم الله في كتابه فقال عز وجل لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم إن شاء الله في جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون ألا إن أولياءهم المؤمنون الذين وصفهم الله عز وجل في كتابه فقال تعالى الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون ألا إن أولياءهم الذين آمنوا ولم يرتابوا ألا إن أولياءهم the Holy Prophet says that ألا إن أولياءهم الذين يدخلون الجنة بسلام آمنين إن شاء الله تتلقاهم الملائكة تتلقاهم الملائكة بالتسليم يقولون سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين ألا إن أولياءهم لهم الجنة يرزقون فيها بغير حساب. But about the أعداء الناس أعداء المؤمنين أعداء الشيعة صهاينة تكفيريون ألا إن أعداءهم الذين يصلون سعيرا ألا إن أعداءهم الذين يسمعون لجهنم شهيقا وهي تفور ويرون لها زفيرا ألا إن أعداءهم الذين قال الله فيهم كلما دخلت أمة لعنت أختها حتى إذا اداركوا فيها جميعا قالت أخراهم لأولاهم ربنا هؤلاء أضلونا فآتهم عذابا ضعفا من النار قال لكل ضعف ولكن لا تعلمون ألا إن أعداءهم الذين قال الله عز وجل كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير ألا إن أولياءهم الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير معاشر الناس شتان ما بين السعير والأجر الكبير معاشر الناس عدونا من ذمه الله ولعنه وولينا كل من مدحه الله أحبه معاشر الناس the Holy Prophet says الا واني النذير وعلي البشير الا واني منذر وعلي هاد صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
And also in the last part, one of the last part, the Holy Prophet says, ألا إن خاتم الأئمة منا القائم المهدي ألا إنه الظاهر على الدين ألا إنه المنتقم من الظالمين ألا إنه فاتح الحصون وهادمها ألا إنه غالب كل قبيلة من أهل الشرك وهاديها ألا إنه المدرك بكل ثار لأولياء الله ألا إنه الناصر لدين الله ألا إنه الغراف من بحر عميق ألا إنه يسم كل ذي فضل بفضله وكل ذي جهل بجهله ألا إنه خيارة الله ومختاره ألا إنه وارث كل علم والمحيط بكل فهم ألا إنه الرشيد السديد. And also in the last part, the Holy Prophet says, معاشر الناس إني قد بينت لكم وأفهمتكم وهذا علي يفهمكم بعدي ألا وإني عند انقضاء خطبتي أدعوكم إلى مصافقتي على بيعته والإغرار به ثم مصافقته بعدي ألا وإني قد بايعت الله وألي قد بايعني وأنا أخذكم بالعيد له عن الله عز وجل. And after that the Holy Prophet mentions the verses of the Holy Quran, إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله. It's about the Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib عليه السلام. يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. إن شاء الله نحن من شيعة علي بن أبي طالب. We are exactly the follower of the Islam, exactly the follower of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. إن شاء الله Allah protects us from the temptations of the Satans, especially the big Satan, the Sahayina and Israel, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. There is two options, Arabic or English. The one, the peoples that live speak in English doesn't recite salawat. But the people that they love we recite in Arabic, salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, bas aqallu min daqiqa. Wa nashkur an kullukum min kull al-ikhwan min balad al-muhtaram al-Nigeria al-azim umma al-afriqa. Wa nashkur an huzurikum لمجالس أهل البيت ولحفلات وعندنا يوجد عبر الإنترنت المواقع الخاصة التي يتعلق بالحرم الرضوي الشريف وهو الموقع الأولى www.aqr.ir الثانية www.aqr.razavi.ir الثالثة شجر shajar.ir. وفي هذه السنة نفس الأيام جرت هذه المحافل وهذه المجالس في أنحاء العالم منها لبنان العراق إمارات أفغانستان أذربيجان الروسية النيجيرية وكنا بخدمتكم الباكستان الهند والإندونيسية. وإن شاء الله نشكر عنكم الخاصة في مشهد الشريف يوجد إخوان من نيجيريا وهم منتدى ابن فوديو وهم شاركوا في هذه الموضوع وساعدوا والحمد لله. وأسلمكم وأودعكم من كل إخوانكم في إيران الإسلامية من الأعلى إلى الأسفل والخاصة الخدمة في حرم الشريف الرضوي، ونشكركم. وأريد أن أقول نحن شرفنا بحضوركم وزيارتكم، وإن شاء الله نرجو منكم الدعاء الخير، ولقد رأيت إخلاصا كثيرا في هذه المحل الحسينية بغية الله وكل الإخوان من منظمة انتظار ومن منظمة أبو الفضل ومن منظمات الأخرى. وفي الختام لبيك يا حسين،
لبيك يا حسين،
لبيك يا حسين،
لبيك يا حسين.
ya sallah ya ci abinci ko ya ci abinci ya sallah duk wanda ya masa insha Allah ya baraka Allah ya Allah ya maimaita mana ya sake maimaita mai yamman maimaita mana cikin koshin lafiya da yawan arziki Allah ta'ala ya mai da kowa gida lafiya amin da sharorin da ke auku a wannan zamani wannan muhalli sulhun musulmi da musulunci da sharri Allah ka mai da musu da sharorin su a kawo su Allah ka albarkace mu ka albarkace zuwa'anmu karɓi shahadar shahidanmu ka ba marasa lafiyar mu lafiya da gaggawa wanda aka ji masa ciwo Allah ka ba su lafiya da gaggawa sarki ka tausaya ma wannan al'umma